Rafael Grossi says he's looking forward to seeing how the disposal of the wastewater is evolving with his own eyes. The project is expected to take up to 40 years to complete. He was last in Japan in July when he green-lit the project, saying it met international safety standards. China remains opposed to the water release and is demanding Tokyo set up a compensation system for any economic damage that may result of it. Mr. Grossi says full transparency and maintaining an open dialogue is needed to appease the concerns of the international community. Japan has already discharged more than 23,000 tons of water over three releases, is currently pumping out the fourth batch until next week. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.